And good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time again for your Soul Care Minute. Today is March the 13th, and while the rain may make things a bit gloomy, it means winter is on the way out. Your Soul Care Minute is brought to you today by The Jig.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. You are not replaceable, and hope is real. Drag out your green leotards, pour yourself a bowl of Lucky Charm cereal, and pin on the shamrocks. This Friday is St. Patrick's Day. According to Wikipedia, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in more countries than any other national festival. Every year on March 17th, the Irish, and the Irish at heart across the globe, observe St. Patrick's Day. What began as a religious feast day for the patron saint of Ireland has become an international festival celebrating Irish culture with parades, dancing, special foods, and a whole lot of green. Having recently discovered my own Irish ancestry, I thought it would be fun to look into this holiday just a little bit closer. Why the wearing of the green? St. Patrick's revelers thought that wearing green made one invisible to the leprechauns, you know, the fairy creatures, who would pinch anyone they could see, anyone not wearing green. People began pinching those who didn't wear green as a reminder that leprechauns would sneak up and pinch green abstainers. Another fun fact, did you know that Patrick wasn't Irish? He was British? St. Patrick was born in Britain. His given name was Maewen Sukat, and at the age of 16, he was captured by Irish raiders who attacked his family's estate. He was then transported to Ireland, where he was held captive for 6 years, living a solitary, lonely life as a shepherd. It was then that he became a devout Christian. A voice, which he believed to be that of God, spoke to him in a dream, urging him to leave Ireland, and he did. Walking nearly 200 miles, Patrick escaped to Britain and undertook serious religious training. After 15 years of study, Patrick was ordained as a priest and sent back to Ireland. His mission was to minister to Christians and to convert the Irish, then predominantly pagans, to Christianity. So let me challenge us this week to try something new in our wardrobe. A little color, perhaps. Put away the browns and grays and blacks and risk some pastels, maybe a red or two, and by all means, green. Let me leave our time together with a couple of traditional Irish blessings to carry you throughout the week. May there always be work for your hands to do. May your purse always hold a coin or two. May the sun always shine on your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near you. May God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. May your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow. And may trouble avoid you wherever you go. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute, and thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute has been brought to you in part today by your friends at The Jig on Highway 12 in Orofino. For lunch or dinner today, try something new. The Jig on Highway 12. The Jig Restaurant is open serving lunch and dinner your entire family would love. Tuesdays through Saturdays, The Jig is open from 11 to 8. Monthly specials you'll come back for time and again or sample something from the menu. The Jig also caters. Call 827-6659. That's 827-6659 for The Jig. Call or stop in today and ask about having your next big event catered.